मम सर्वेभ्यः. Extremely sorry. I had my PPT. I had even opened it just now, but somehow the PowerPoint got closed and now the file is not found. That's it. So instead of rather cancelling this class, we'll study it from the Moola for today. So I'll see if I can recover my PPT and upload it later. Lakshmin tano tunitaram itaranapekshamanghidvayan nigamashakishika pravalam hairambamamburuhadambara sauryanikram vighnadribheda shatadharathurandharam naha. Adya Champuramayane Shodashaha Pathaha March Masasya Navadashaha Dinankaha. Sarvebhyaha Vilambanama Samvatsarasya Shubhashayaha. Samvatsaraha Anvarthanama Jataha Prathamaha Vargaha Vilambenaiva Arabhyate. गतवर्गे पायसस्य विभागः दृष्टः. दशरथस्य पुत्रकामेष्टौ हविराहरणाय धरणौ कृतावतरणाः देवाः वैकुण्ठं गत्वा भगवन्तं दृष्ट्वा तत्र रावणकृतां क्रीडां विनिवेदितवन्तः. ततश्च भगवान् नारायणः पुत्रीयतः दशरथस्य मनोरथं पूरयितुम् अहमेव आदृतमानुषवेशस्सन् तं हनिष्यामि इति प्रतिश्रुतवान्. ततः प्रत्यागताः देवाः ब्रह्मा च तान् वानराच्छभल्लगोपुच्छनीलमुखवेषभृतः प्रथितप्रभावाः प्रजाः प्रजनयेयुः इति आदिष्टवान्. ततश्च दशरथस्य यज्ञे अथवैतानाद् वैश्वानरा नरः प्राजापत्यः सहेम पात्रः कश्चिदुत्थाय पुत्रीयते दशरथाय पायसमृतप्रायं प्रायच्छत्. प्रजापतिना प्रेषितः कश्चिन्नरः प्राप्य तस्मै दशरथाय पायसं दत्तवान्. सः दशरथः कथं पत्नीषु पायसं विभक्तवान् इति गतवर्गे दृष्टवन्तः. कौसल्यायै प्रथममदिशद्भूपतिः पायसार्धम् प्रादादर्धम् प्रणयमधुरम् केकयेन्द्रस्य पुत्र्यै एते देव्यौ तरलमनसः पत्युरालोच्य भावम् स्वार्धांशाभ्याम् स्वयमकुरुताम् पूर्णकामाम् सुमित्राम्. आदौ अर्धम् कौसल्यायै दत्तवान्, शिष्टार्धम् कैकेय्यै दत्तवान्. सुमित्रायै न दत्तम् इति व्याकुलस्य तस्य भावं स्वयं विज्ञाय तस्य पत्न्यौ स्वस्व अंशाभ्याम् अर्धमर्धम् सुमित्रायै दत्तवत्यौ. एवं सुमित्रया अंशद्वयं लब्धम्, कौसल्यया एकः अंशः, कैकेय्या च एकः अंशः इति दृष्टम्. अग्रिमश्लोकः अयम्. अवभृथे वसिते सरयू तटाद् अथ यथा यथमुच्चलिते जने. दिस् इस् हाफ्, द अदर् हाफ् इस् दशरथः परिपूर्णमनोरथः पुरमगात् पुरुहूत पुरोपमाम् इति अयं श्लोकः. सो अहमेव अद्य कथयिष्यामि. अवभृथे अवसिते सरयूतटात् अथ यथा यथम् उच्चलिते. क्षम्यताम्. अवभृथे अवसिते सरयूतटात् अथ यथा यथम् उच्चलिते जने दशरथः परिपूर्णमनोरथः पुरम् अगात् पुरुहूत पुरोपमाम् इति श्लोकः. पुनः कथयामि. अवभृते अवसिते सरयूतटात् अथ यथायथम् उच्चलिते जने दशरथः परिपूर्णमनोरथः पुरम् अगात् पुरुहूत पुरोपमाम् इति श्लोकः. अगात् इति क्रियापदम्. अगात् गतवान् इत्यर्थः. कः अगात्? दशरथः. दशरथः अगात्. कीदृशः दशरथः? परिपूर्णमनोरथः. यस्य मनोरथः परिपूर्णः, सिद्धकामः, तस्य पुत्रान् प्राप्तुं तेन यज्ञः कृतः, पायसलाभेन तस्य इच्छा पूर्णा. अतः परिपूर्णमनोरथः दशरथः अगात्. कुत्र अगात्? कुत्र गतवान्? पुरम् अगात्, स्वस्य नगरीं गतवान्, अयोध्यानगरी. अयं यज्ञः, अश्वमेधयज्ञः, पुत्रकामेष्टिश्च सरयूनद्याः तीरे भवति. पूर्वमेव उक्तं, तत्र वसिष्ठादिष्टम् अश्वमेधाध्वरं सरयूरोधसि विधाय तत्र पुत्रीयामिष्टिं विधिवत् कर्तुमारभत. सरयूनि नद्याः तीरे एव अयोध्यानगरी, किन्तु नगराद् बहिः नदीतीरे यज्ञशालां निर्माय तत्र यज्ञं कृतवान्. इदानीं पुरम् अगात्, स्वस्य नगरं गतवान्. कीदृशीं पुरं? पुरुहूतपुरोपमाम्. पुरुहूतः नाम इन्द्रः. इन्द्रस्य पुरं नाम अमरावती. तदुपमां, तत्तुल्याम्, अमरावत्या सदृशीम् अयोध्यानगरीं स्वस्य पुरीं दशरथः अगात्. परिपूर्णमनोरथः दशरथः पुरुहूतपुरोपमां पुरम् अगात्. सो दशरथ, हूस् डिसैर्स् वेर् फुल्फिल्ड् बै ऑब्टेनिङ्ग् द पायस, सो ही वेण्ट् टु हिस् सिटि विच् रिसेम्बल्ड् द सिटि आफ् द गाड्स्. अयम् अर्थः, अयं श्लोकस्य उत्तरार्थः. तर्हि पूर्वार्धे किमस्ति? कदा गतवान् इति चेत्, अवभृते अवसिते सरयूतटात् यथायथम् उच्चलिते जने. अवभृते अवसिते, तत्र सतिसप्तमी प्रयोगद्वयमस्ति. अवभृते अवसिते, अवभृतस्नानम् इति उच्यते. यज्ञस्य दीक्षां स्वीकरोति यजमानः. यज्ञे समाप्ते दीक्षान्तस्नानम् एकं क्रियते. सो अट् द एण्ड् आफ् द यज्ञ देर् इस् अ बात्, अ कस्टमरी रिचुअल् बात् दट् द यजमान हेस् टु टेक्, इण्डिकेटिङ्ग् दट् द यज्ञ इस् ओवर्. सो दट् इस् काल्ड् अवभृथ. सो अवभृथे अवसिते, समाप्ते. सो यज्ञकार्याणि, सो जस्ट् बै गेटिङ्ग् द पायस द यज्ञकार्य इस् नाट् ओवर्. सो हि कम्प्लीटेड् द रिमेनिङ्ग् रिचुअल्स्. सो यज्ञस्य अन्तिमं कार्यं भवति अवभृतस्नानम्. सो अवभृते अवसिते, तस्मिन् समाप्ते. सरयूतटात् यथायथम् उच्चलिते जने. सो सरयूतटात्, फ्रम् द सरयू तीर, जने, ये ये जनाः यज्ञं द्रष्टुम् आगताः ते सर्वेपि उच्चलिते नाम प्रस्थिताः. कुत्र प्रस्थिताः? यथायथम्, so from where they had come to their own places. So after the ritual bath at the end of the yagna was over, and after all the people who had assembled for the yagna had left for their respective places, so tada dasharathah api evam sarvam karyam samapya saha eva atitheyah. He is the host, right? So he finishes all the works, he stays there till everybody has left, and then he comes back to the city. So kaha anvayah? Avabhrithe avasite, athava atha, atha ityasti tadanantaram, nama payasa labhadanantaram. Atha avabhrithe avasite sarayutatat yathayatham jane uchalite paripurna manorathaha dasharathaha पुरुहूतपुरोपमां puram agat iti anvayaha. Kim tatparyam? Dikshanta snane samapte sarayu nadi tirate sarveshu janeshu svasva pradesham prati prasthiteshu siddhakamaha dasharathaha indrasya amaravatya tulyam svasya nagarim ayodhya nagarim gatavan. So at the end of the dikshanta snana, after all the people who had assembled for the yajna had left for their respective places, so the Dasharatha, whose wish was fulfilled, went back to his city, which resembled the city of Indra, that is Amaravati. Avagataha shlokaha. Avabhrithe vasite sarayu tatat athayatha yathamuchchalite jane Dasharatha paripurna manorathaha puramagat puruhuta puropamam. So vyakaranamshan pashyamaha. Avabhrathaha, avabhratham dikshanta snanam, dikshanto avabhratho yagye iti. So if you can see, you can also see that there is a commentary here, the Sanskrit commentary, which will have many of the points, highlight points. Okay, so avabhrathe dikshanta snanadi krutye, dikshanto avabhratho yagye ityamaraha. So the avabhrata is the anta, the end of the yajna diksha. Avasite parisamapite sati, so after it had ended. Sho antakarmani iti dhatoho ktaha, so the dhatu here is called sho antakarmani, so end ityarthe. Tasmad dhatoho ava iti upasargaha, ava, sho and kta, so that is avasita. Okay, jane yatha yatham, so there is a word called yatha yatham, yatha anatikramya yatha yatham. So yatha yatham, it is a popular samasa. Shaktim anatikramya yatha shakti, ichham anatikramya yathecham. Here yatha anatikramya yatha yatham itteva avyayibhava samasaha. So to whatever it was earlier ityarthaha. Yathasvam tu yathayatham iti amaraha. Yathasvam, so one's own or respective ityarthe avyayam. Yathasvam tu yathayatham. So avavrute avasate sarayu tatat yathayatham uchalite jane. Dasharathaha paripurna manorathaha. So paripurnaha manorathaha yasya saha. Bahuvrihi samasaha. So puram. Puram iti shabdaha lingadvayepi asti. Napumsakalinge puram iti asti. Puram pure purani iti. Strilinge pur iti shabdaha asti. Rephantaha puhu purau puraha. Atratu ubhayathapi dvitiya vibhaktau ekavachane puram ityeva bhavati. Napumsakalinge api puram pure purani. Puram pure purani ityeva bhavati. Strilinge api puhu purau puraha puram ityeva bhavati. Kintu visheshanam asti puruhuta puropamam iti strilinge asti. Ataha atra pur iti strilinga shabdaha. Rephantaha strilingaha dvitiya vibhaktau ekavachanam. Puram agat. Agat iti purvam api drishtavantaha. In gatau iti dhatuhu. Tasya lung lakare prathama purushe ekavachanam. Agat, agamat, gatavan, ityarthaha. Puruhuta puropamam. Puruhutasya puram, puruhuta puram, puruhuta puram, upama yasyaha sa. Puruhuta puropama tam, puruhuta puropamam. Puruhutaha nama indraha. Indro marutvan maghava bidaujah pakashasanaha. Vruddhashravah shunasirah puruhutah purandarah iti amarakoshe asti. Ataha puruhutah nama indrah. So indrapurena tulyam ityarthah. Okay, any questions? avabhrithe vasite sarayu tata dathayatha yathamuchalite jane dasharathah paripurna manorathah puramagat puruhuta puropamam. Atra kashi prashna asti. Would there be a particular reason that the Kavi compares Ayodhya to Amaravati in the context of Dasharatha's completion of the Yajna? I'm not sure if there is anything particular about comparing it to Amaravati. As in, Amaravati was probably the most common upama for all cities, if you look in Sanskrit literature. So, any city, if you want to describe that, it is very good. So, Amaravati is the most common upameya you get. Like, say, the moon is the most standard upameya for Mukha. So, Amaravati is the standard upameya for any nagari. But the use of the word Puruhuta is could be significant, because Puruhuta iti shabdaha Puru Bhuishtham Huyate iti Puruhutaha, he who is sacrificed. So the word Puruhuta for Indra has a connection with sacrifice. Puruhuta Shabdaha Yajnena Sambaddhaha. So there are many synonyms for Indra. So in that, the word Puruhuta has a connection with Yajna, and of course it serves his the prasa. Paripurna manorathah puramagat puruhuta puropamam sarvatra anuprasartham api tatu upayuktam syat. Agrimam shlokam pashyamaha. Apatavat kevalamangakanam manognyakanter mahishijanasya shanaishanaih prodhitabhushanani chakashire daurhridalakshanani. Apatavat kevalamangakanam manognyakanter mahishijanasya shanaishanaih prodhitabhushanani chakashire daurhridalakshanani. Daurhridalakshanani chakashire iti agrimashlokah atraiva avatarinikayam kathayati atha tasam garbhotpattim prastauti. So yada pratyagataha kinjit kalanantaram sarvaha rajnyaha garbhavatyaha jataha. So tasya varnanam karoti daurhrida lakshanani chakashire. Chakashire kashra deeptau iti dhatuhu ashobhanta. Kani ashobhanta daurhrida lakshanani. Daurhridam nama garbhaha. So garbhasya chinhani. So slowly the indications of pregnancy manifested. Kutra mahishi janasya, among the wives of Dasharatha. Payasasya valaswarupena tasu garbhachinhani shanai shanaihi mandam mandam kalakramena drishtani ityarthah. Kani daurhrida lakshanani iti varnayati apatavat kevalam angakanam. Angakanam, anga shabdadeva angakam iti, krishanam anganam ityarthaha, atyantam apatavat, nama apatavam, patavam, patutvam, nama being very strong and healthy, apatavam ityasya karshyam, shrantihi ityarthaha. So, the tiredness which happens in the initial stages of pregnancy. So, angakanam kevalam atyantam apatavat. Punaha manogya kantehe kindu tasminneva kale saundaryam vardhate. Manogya kantihi saundaryam, anupamam saundaryam. Shrantihi anubhuyate tathati saundaryam vardhate. Shanaihi shanaihi prodhita bhushanani, shranti karanena bhushanani, abharanani prochitani tyaktani tathapi manogya kantehe. So there is a fatigue of limbs apatavat kevalam angakanam, because of which prochita bhushanani, so excessive ornaments or heavy ornaments are avoided. Yet manogya kantehe kintu garbhasya karana deva anupama kachit kantihi anubhuyate. So evam shanai shanaihi mandam mandam daurhrida lakshanani garbha chinhani mahishi janasya rajyaha rajyinam dasharathasya tisranam rajyinam chakashire shobhaya masuhu ityarthah. So anvayah bhavati mahishi janasya angakanam kevalam apatavat manogya kantehe prochita bhushanani daurhrida lakshanani shanai shanaihi chakashire. So dasharathasya rajyinam anupama saundaryat hastadi avayavanam atyantam karshyat athava shrantehe tyakta bhushanatvaccha garbhachinhani kalakramena prakashitani abhuvan. So various indications of pregnancy manifested themselves in among the queens of Dasharatha, which included the fatigue of limbs and increase in the beauty or the kanti, and the fatigue which slowly led to them giving up heavy ornaments. So apatavat kevalamanga kanam manogya kanter mahishi janasya shanai shanai prochita bhushanani chakashire daurhrida lakshanani apatavat patoho bhavaha patavam na patavam apatavam iti nishpattih angakanam alpani angani angakani. So alpam karshyam atra vyakhyane eva diyate alpatvam atra karshyam garbhini narinam tat sambhavad iti bhavah. So there is loss of weight initially in the initial stages which leads to fatigue. Manogya kantehe manogya kantihi manogya kantihi karmadharaya samasaha tasyaha mahishi janasya kritabhisheka mahishi iti amarakoshaha. So the word mahishi actually applies only to that queen who is coronated along with the king. Okay, so the coronated queen is called mahishi. Kintu atra samanyataha patni ityarthe eva prayuktam. Yatohi vastutaha tasmin arthe kausalya eva mahishi. Raja mahishi kausalya. She was the coronated or the chief queen. So technically the word mahishi applies only to the coronated queen. Kritabhisheka mahishi. Kintu atra to samanyataha rudhya patni ityarthe eva prayuktam, rajapatni ityarthe prayuktam. So mahishi janasya shanaihi shanaihi prochita bhushanani prochitani bhushanani yeshu tani. So that is a visheshana to the daurhrida lakshanani. Ucchitam nama tyaktam ityarthah. Prochitani bhushanani yeshu tani chakashire kashr deeptau iti dhatuhu tasya litlakare prathama purushe bahuvachanam chakashe chakashate chakashire atmanepadi dhatuhu kashate prakashate ityadishu. So tasya litlakare prathama purushe bahuvachane chakashire daurhrida lakshanani atra vyakhyane samyak diyate dauhridam dauhridam iti ubhayathapi pathah drishyate dauhrida ityapi asti dauhrida ityapi asti अत्र व्याख्याने व्याख्याकारः सम्यक् कथयति स्वहृदयेन गर्भहृदयेन च द्विहृदया गर्भिणी. सो द गर्भिणी हेज टू हार्ट, दट इज द हार्ट ऑफ द मदर एंड द हार्ट ऑफ द चाइल्ड. सो मेनी पीपल दे डू दैट जस्ट बाय फीलिंग द पल्स. सो दे कैन टेल, I mean, not everybody there, like anybody who is experienced can detect pregnancy because of the double pulse and the double heartbeat. So, Matrijanyasya Hridayam Matushcha Hridayena Yat Sambandham Tena Garbhinya Neshtam Shraddhava Mananam. So, Matrijanyasya Hridayam, the Hridaya of the Shishu, the Janya, and Matushcha Hridayena Yat, and the heart of the mother is connected. सो तत् संबंधित्वात् गर्भः दौहृदम् इति उच्यते. सो बिकॉज ऑफ द डबल हार्ट द गर्भ इज कॉल्ड दौहृद द सेकेंड हार्ट. ओके, सो सा च सा नाम माता गर्भिणी माता तद्योगात् दौहृदिनी. सो शी हु हैज टू हार्ट्स इत्यर्थे दौहृद इति शब्दः निष्पद्यते तदुक्तं संग्रहे. द्विहृदयां नारीं दौहृदिनीम् आचक्षते. सो द प्रेग्नेंट वुमन इज कॉल्ड दौहृदिनी एंड द गर्भ इज कॉल्ड दौहृद. चकाशिरे दौहृद लक्षणानि. दौहृद इत्यपि शब्दः अस्ति, पाठांतरं विद्यते. एनी क्वेश्चंस? अपाटवात् केवलमङ्गकानां मनोज्ञकान्तेर्महिषीजनस्य शनैः शनैः प्रोज्झितभूषणानि चकाशिरे दौहृदलक्षणानि. कश्चित् प्रश्नः अस्ति वा? मुत्तुलक्ष्मी, कः प्रश्नः?
मूलपाठस्य रेफरेन्स्
रेफरेन्स् इत्युक्ते
वेर् यु हव् टेकन् द मूलपाठ,
विच् मूलपाठ? दिस् इस् द एडिशन्.
दिस् इस् फ्रोम् वेर् मीन्स् वाट् हौ डु ऐ गेट् डौन्लोड् दिस्?
No, the link is there in our website. And if you look at the course page of the website, so the link is already there. I mean, I myself took it now from there. So the the course page has the link for this PDF.
Okay, I will start.
So it's here. If you look at this is the Champuramayana course page. So the reference books, so soft copy of the text, archive.org. So the PDF of this Champuramayana is available here. Apatavat kevalam angakanam manojnyakanter mahishijanasya shanaih shanaih prodjhita bhushanani chakashire dauhridalakshanani. So agrima shlokam pashyamaha. This is the next shloka. Manda manda mapayadvalitraya gadhata vishayana bhigahvara kosalendra duhitushanairabhut madhyayashtirapidrishti gochara. Manda manda mapayadvalitraya gadhata vishayana bhigahvara kosalendra duhitushanairabhut madhyayashtirapidrishti gochara. सो पुनः अत्रापि गर्भचिह्नानां पुनः वर्णनं करोति. अत्र चतुर्भिः श्लोकैः भोजः गर्भचिह्नानि विशिष्य कौसल्यायाः वर्णनं करोति. सो कोसलेन्द्र दुहितुः पदच्छेदं पश्यामः. मन्दमन्दम् अपयत् वलित्रया गाढता Vishaya Nabhi Gahvara Kosalendra Duhituhu Shanaihi Abhut Madhyayastihi Api Drishti Gochara Iti Paracheda Mandamandam Apayat Valitraya Gadhata Vishaya Nabhi Gahvara Kosalendra Duhituhu Shanaihi Abhut Madhya Yashtihi Api Drishti Gochara. So Kosalendra Duhituhu Kosalendraha Kosalarajaha Bhanuman Iti Tasya Duhita Putri Kausalya. So Kausalyayaha Vishaye Atra Varnanam Kriyate Kim Jatam Valitraya Mandamandam Apayat Apayat Payagatau Dhatuhu Apagachat Disappeared Ityarthaha Kim Valitraya Valihi Charmarekha. So the Vali is a fold of skin, a light slight fold. Tatra Uttamastrinam Lakshanesho Etadapi Uchyate Valitraya. So three folds of skin. Udarabhage Valitrayam Mahasaubhagyasya Lakshanam Iti Uttamastrinam Lakshanesho Uchyate. Sa Kausalya Atyantam Mahabhaga Sakshad Vishnohu Mata. Ataha Tasyaha Valitraya. So she had that Lakshana, three folds of skin in the in her abdominal portion. Tat mandamandam apayat apagachat. So it disappeared slowly because of the expanding garbha. So garbhasya vardhamanatvat tasyaha valitraya mandamandam apayat. Picha tasyaha madhya yashtihi. So madhyam madhyabhagaha the waist yashtihi. Yashti sabdasya very thin stick or even a thread ityarthaha madhya yashtihi. So the waist which was as thin as a yashti. So madhya bhaga madhyam yashtihi iva. So that is again, I mean, I think common across this one. One of the descriptions of beauty is slim waist. So madhya yashtihi drishti gochara abhut. So it became visible. That is, she was so slim that it wasn't even visible earlier. So madhya yashtihi api drishti gochara abhut shanaihi mandam kosalendra duhituhu madhya yashtihi api drishti gochara abhut. So kidrishi madhya yashtihi tatra ekam visheshanam asti gadhata vishaya nabhi gahvara. So nabhihi nabhi pradeshaha gahvaram gahvaram nama guha. So it was again because of her because she was very slim, the navel was it was deep inside like a gahvara. So gadhata vishaya gadhata nama uttanatvam to become elevated or raised. So gadhata vishaya nabhi gahvara. So yatha yatha garbham vardhate tatha tasyaha valitrayam udarabhage vidyamanam charmanaha rekhatrayam apagachat. So it disappeared. Gadhata vishaya nabhi gahvara nabhi kuharam kuhara rupena atyantam gadham asit tasyaha nabhihi gadhata vishayaha abhut. So it was elevated or raised. Tasyaha kosalendra duhituhu madhya yashtihi api yashtirupa atyantam krishaha madhyabhagaha api shanaihi mandam gachata kalena yatha yatha vardhate tatha drishti gochara abhut. So drishtehe gocharaha chakshur vishayaha abhavat. Mandamandamapayadvalitraya gadhata vishayanabhigahvara kosalendra duhitushanairabhut madhyayashtirapidrishtigochara. So Anvayaha Kosalendra Duhituhu Valitraya Mandamandam Apayat Gadhata Vishaya Nabhigahvara Madhyayastihi Api Shanaihi Drishtigochara Abhut. Okay. Mandamandam. So very slowly ityarthaha with time. Apayat Paya Datau Iti Dhatuhu Langlakare Prathamapurushe Ekavachanam Apagachat Ityarthaha Valitraya Gadhata Vishaya Nabhigahvara Gadhatayaha Vishayaha Gadhata Vishayaha Nabhihi Gahvaram Iva Gahvaram Nama Guha. So Nabhihi Gahvaram Iva Nabhigahvaram Gadhata Vishayaha Nabhigahvaram Yasyaha Sa Iti Madhyayashtehe Visheshanam Kosalendra Duhituhu Kosalendrasya Duhita Duhitru Shabdaha Rakaranta Strilingaha Shashti Vibhaktau Ekavachanam Shanaihi Abhut Abhut Iti Lunglakaraha Madhyayashtihi Madhyam Yashtihi Iva Madhyayashtihi Karmadharaya Samasaha Drishti Gochara Drishtehe Gochara Drishti Gochara Manda Mandama Payadva Litraya Gadhata Vishayana Vigahvara Kosalendra Duhitushanaira Bhut Madhyayashtira Vidrishti Gochara. Agrima Shloka, nice Shloka, a Shloka with some Samatkara. Negrodha Patra Samatam, Kramashah Prayatam, Angi Sakara Punarapyudaram Krishangya, Jivatave Dashamukhoraga Piditanam, Garbhachalena Vasata Prathamena Pumsa. Nyagrodha patra samatam kramashah prayatam angi sakara punarapyudaram krishangyah jivatave dashamukhoraga piditanam garbhachalena vasata prathamena pumsa. Nyagrodha patra samatam kramashah prayatam Angi Chakara Punaha Api Udaram Krishangyaha Jivatave Dashamukha Uraga Piditanam Garbha Chalena Vasata Prathamena Pumsa Iti Padachedaha Bhavartham Kathayami Nyagrodha patra samatam. So Nyagrodha, Nyagrodha nama vatavrikshaha, the banyan tree. Nyagrodhasya patram, paranam. Tasya samata nama taulyam. So similarity to the leaf of a Nyagrodha, of a banyan tree. So it was thin ityarthaha. So initially her udaram, tummy was very thin, like the Nyagrodha Patra. Okay. And as the womb grew, so that was lost. The thinness of the waist was lost. But yet, Punarapi Nyagrodha Patra Samatam Angi Sakara, it again attained similarity to Nyagrodha Patra. Purvam tu tasya bahya akarena nyagrodha patrasya samatvam asit. Kintu garbhodaye punaha api nyagrodha patra samatam angi sakara. As the garbha grew, it regained the resemblance to nyagrodha patra. Katham iti chet garbhachalena vasata prathamena pumsa. Because it was the residence of the Adipurusha, Narayana. So we know that Narayana is commonly referred to as the Vatapatrashayi. vastutaha pralaya kale sarvam vishvam yada jale nimagnam bhavati tada adipurushah shishirupena vatapatre shete iti shri bhagavate api asti anyeshu puraneshu api asti ataha narayanah adipurushah shriman narayanah vatapatrashayi itteva prasiddhih. So tadashritya vadati purvam tu akarena vatapatrena samyamasit idanim tu narayanasya nivasasthanatvat tasya shayasthanatvat punaha api nyagrodha patra samatam angisakara. So it became, it gained the resemblance to a banyan leaf again by being the residence of the prathamena pumsa, the adipurusha, that is Narayana, who was living in her in the form of garbha. Right? So krishangyaha udaram, krishangyaha atyantam tanvangyaha, so who was very slim. So tastadrishyaha kausalyayaha udaram kukshihi nyagrodha patra samatam vata patrena taulyam kramashah prayatam shanaihi nirgatam. So initially it was thin like the banyan leaf, so the resemblance was lost because of the expanding womb, but yet punarapi bhuyopi nyagrodha patra samatam angichakara sikritavat tasyah udaram adau ata nashtam athava nirgatam yagrodha patra taulyam punarapi prapnot. It regained the resemblance to yagrodha patra which was lost gradually due to the development of the womb. Katham kena hetuna punarapi angi chakara iti chet garbhachalena vasada prathamena pumsa garbhachalena chalam nama vyajaha, so which is not the original form, which appears like a garbha, but it is actually who? Prathamena pumsa. It is actually the adipurusha who does not have any adi or anta. Tathapi saha garbhachalena garbha vyajena vasati. He has taken up the form of a garbha, even though he is actually the eternal adipurusha who has no adi or antya. Yet he has taken the form of garbha. Kimartham jivatave dashamukho uraga piditanam. Dashamukha uraga piditanam. Dashamukha ravanaha eva uragaha sarpaha. Ravana rupena sarpena piditanam. Dashtanam jananam jivatave jivatuhu jivanaushadham iti amaraha. Is a medicine which gives life, especially a medicine which is given for snake bite, is called jivatu. So generally it is a medicine which gives life, but specifically it is used in the context of snake bite. So an antidote to snake bite is called jivatu. Atratu dashamukha ravanaha eva sarpaha. Ravanaha eva sarpaha tena piditanam jananam jivatave jivana ushadhartham saha garbhapum svikritavan kaha prathamaha puman narayanaha tasya nivasasthanatvat tasyah udaram punarapi yagrodha patra samatam angichakara. So the abdomen of Kausalya, which was very thin earlier, so it had resemblance to a banyan leaf which was slowly lost with the growing womb, but it regained the resemblance to the banyan leaf because of the Adipurusha Narayana, who himself was living in her in the form of a garbha, of a womb, for rejuvenating those who were attacked by the serpent called Dashamukha. Okay. So, Dashamukho raga piditanam jivatave jivatave iti chaturthi vibhakti tadartham ityartha dashamukhoraga peeditanam jivatave garbhachalena vasata prathamena pumsa krishangyaha udaram kramashaha prayatam nyagrodha patra samatam punarapi angichakara. So ravana rupena sarpena akrantanam jananam jivanartham garbharupena kausalyayaha udare tishtata adipurushena narayanena krishangyaha kausalyayaha udaram kramashaha prayatam shanaihi nashtam nyagrodha patra samatam vata patrasya taulyam punarapi angi chakara bhuyopi prapnot ityartha. Nyagrodha patra samatam kramashah prayatam angi chakara punarapyudaram krishangyaha jivatave dashamukhoraga peeditanam garbhachalena vasata prathamena bumsa nyagrodha patra samatam nyagrodha patra nyagrodhasya patram nyagrodha patram nyagrodha patrasya samata nyagrodha patra samata nyagrodhaha bahupat vataha iti amaraha nyagrodhaha bahupat vataha iti paryaya padane bahupat because it has many legs or those roots nyagrodhaha vataha nyagrodha patra samatam kramashaha prayatam angi sakara punarapi udaram krishangyaha jivatave jivatuhu jivanaushadham iti amaraha. So ukarantaha pullingaha jivatu shabdaha chaturthi vibhaktau ekavachanam jivatave jivanaushadhartham ityarthaha dashamukhoraga peeditanam dashamukhaha eva uragaha dashamukhoragaha uragaha nama sarpaha dashamukhaha eva uragaha dashamukhoragena peeditaha tesham dashamukhoraga peeditana garbhachalena garbhasya chalam garbhachalam svatra sandhihi asti so garbha chala yatra yatra hrasva swarat chakaraha paraha bhati తత్ర మధ్యే ఆగమః భవతి ఛేచ ఇతి సూత్రమస్తి తేన తుగాగమః ఇతి కథ్యతే వేరెవర్ దేర్ ఇస్ అ హ్రస్వ స్వర ఫాలోడ్ బై చకార దేర్ ఇస్ అ తకారాగమ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ యాక్చువల్లీ తకార బట్ బై శ్రుత్వ సంధి ఇట్ గెట్స్ కన్వర్టెడ్ టు చకార సో యు హావ్ ద డబల్ వన్ చ ఛ సో తస్య ఛాత్రః So, tasya chhatraha. So, if there is samhita, it becomes tasya chhatraha, mamat chhatraha. Ittadi. Garbhachalena vasata. Vasan vasantau vasantaha. Vasanivase dhatoho. Shatrut pratyayantaha. Takarantaha pullingaha. Tritiya vibhaktau ekavachanam. Vasata. Prathamena pumsa. పుంస్ శబ్ద సకారాంత పుల్లింగ పుమాన్ పుమాంసౌ పుమాంస పుమాంసం పుమాంసౌ పుంస పుంస తృతీయా విభక్తౌ ఏకవచనే పుంస ఇతి రూపం. ఓకే, సో అత్ర ఉత్ప్రేక్ష అలంకార అస్తి. సో న్యగ్రోధ పత్ర సమతాం పునరపి అంగీచకార. సో ఇట్ ఇస్ అ స్వరూపోత్ప్రేక్ష. ఓకే, సో and then of course dashamukhoraga is rupaka alankara. So many alankaras have combined here. Sankara, the chandas is vasanta tilaka, the usual lakshmim tanotu nitaram tadeva vrittam nyagrodha patra samatam kramashah prayatam angi chakara punarapyudaram krishangyaha jivatave dashamukhoraga peeditanam గర్భచ్ఛలేన వసత ప్రథమేన పుంస. ఎనీ క్వశ్చన్స్? I think we'll stop. Kim drishtam avabhrithe vasite sarayu tata datha yatha yatha muchchalite jane dasharatha paripurna manoratha puramagat puruhuta puropamam. Yasya samapte ranantaram dikshanta snanam samapya sarve janaha swasvadesham nirgataha tataha dasharathaha api swasya nagaram indra nagarena tulyam swasya rajadhanim ayodhyam pratyagataha tatra apatavat kevalamangakanam manogyakanter mahishijanasya shanaishanaih prodhita lakshanani sakashire dauhrida lakshanani. So gachata kalena tasyaha ragnishu garbhachinhani prakatitani abhuvan yatha avayatam karshyam shrantihi tena karanena ఆభరణానాం త్యాగః ప్రోజ్జిత భూషణాని కేనచిత్ పృష్టం తత్ర ప్ర ఇతి ఉపసర్గః ఉజ్జ ధాతుః. సో ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ప్ర ఉత ప్ర ఉజ్జ ఇత్యేవ ధాతుః ఉజ్జతి నామ త్యజతి ఇత్యర్థః. సో ఆభరణానాం త్యాగః మనోజ్ఞ కాంతిః అపూర్వం కించిత్ సౌందర్యం ఏతాని గర్భచిహ్నాని దృష్టాని మందమందమపయద్వలిత్రయా గాధతా విషయనాభిగహ్వరా కోసలేంద్ర దుహితుశ్శనైరభూన్ మధ్యయష్టిరపి దృష్టిగోచరా. సో కౌసల్యాయాః విషయే పునః విశేషేణ వర్ణనం కరోతి. తస్యాః సౌభాగ్య సూచకం లక్షణం వలిత్రయం మందం మందం అపగతం. తస్యాః నాభిః గుహా సదృశీ నాభిః మందం ఉన్నతః. పునశ్చ తస్యాః మధ్యస్థలం మధ్యయష్టిః యష్టితుల్యః మధ్యభాగః దృష్టివిషయః గతః దృష్టిగోచరః అభూత్. వ్యగ్రోధపత్రసమతాం క్రమశః ప్రయాతాం అంగీచకార పునరప్యుదరం కృషాంగ్యాః జీవాతవే దశముఖోరగపీడితానాం గర్భచ్ఛలేన వసతా ప్రథమేన పుంసా. తస్యాః కౌసల్యాయాః ఉదరం పూర్వం కృషత్వాత్ వ్యగ్రోధపత్రేణ తుల్యః ఆసీత్. ఇదానీం తు గర్భోదయే దశముఖరూపస్య సర్పస్య పీడాయాః జనాన్ సంజీవయితుం గర్భరూపేణ వసతి తస్యాం ఆదిపురుషః నారాయణః. తేన కారణేన పునరపి వటపత్రస్య తౌల్యం ప్రాప్నోత్. ఇత్యేవం అద్యతనః భాగః. అగ్రిమ సప్తాహే పశ్యామః. లక్ష్మీం తనోతు నితరామితరానపేక్షమం హృద్వయం నిగమ శాఖి శిఖా ప్రవాలం హైరంబమంబురుహడంబరచౌర్య నిఘ్నం విఘ్నాద్రిభేద శతధార ధురంధరం నః. సో థ్యాంక్ యూ very for the this thing with PowerPoint. I'll try to retrieve it and I'll upload it in the website.